This autumn, grab a scarf, kick up some leaves, and enjoy SEAT's beautifully created Autumn Drive. Until the 30th of November, you can get a new Ibiza SE technology for just £9,995. That's a saving of £3,160. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Saving based on list price. Offer valid until 30th of November. Find out more at seat.co.uk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the game. I'm Russ Cohen. We've got Nico Riesgo. Nico, how are you?
Russ Cohen, my man.
Well, it's World Series time. It's put up or shut up. The Indians are down. And it's an exciting series. I mean, they have a 3-run lead. They still have a chance to close this out. But, you know, the Cubs are fighting back. And what's your take on this World Series so far?
It just gets better and better. The suspense is just, it's there every single game. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, the Indians have taken the lead here 3-1. But, you know, the Cubs are hanging in there. They're not going to die without a fight. You can tell they're kind of stretching a little bit. They brought in the big Chapman there in the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. Of all innings, just to try to close it out today to get this win today. It's a do or die situation.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you had mentioned to me Andrew Miller set the strikeout record for a reliever in the postseason with 29. That's a pretty great number. He's been a big factor in this. Maybe not this game. We'll see if he gets in there. He might get a night off. But yeah, right now, I like what I see. I like it more from the Francona perspective, though. I felt like Madden's done some questionable stuff. I don't like him batting Zobrist cleanup or Chris Bryant second. I think that's been a big mistake. Even though Bryant finally hit a home run today, I still feel like that's been a mistake. I didn't like him bringing in Chapman so early. He's never done 2 2/3 innings, and that might not show up until the very end. So we'll see how that works out. I get it's do or die. I do. But it just might have been a little too early for Chapman.
I agree. We'll see, because he can get rattled sometimes and, you know, start to walk in people. And that's, like I said, if he's getting tired out there, you never know what can happen.
The problem with Chapman is if he's in there in the ninth and he's in trouble, are they really going to take him out? Like, will they take the closer out and put someone in to relieve him? That's really the question.
No, I don't think so. I think you got to go with him. He's the guy who got you here to the dance. You got to kind of go, you know, take him with you.
So they have to hope that it really doesn't get to that point and that he's pretty smooth sailing. But, you know, I like the fact that they used Ross behind the plate. That was a good move by Madden. No, he's hit or miss. For some reason with me, he's hit or miss. Francona, up to this point, has really pushed all the right buttons. Like, even in this game, down by a run, he's not worried about it. He's got guys that will come through. He's got a team that could scratch out runs. I don't feel like they're going to panic here, and they know that all they need to do is win one more game. So they lose this one, they go home, maybe Tuesday they close it out. I mean, he's been there before. He's been down in situations in the regular season. He's only got one World Series loss lifetime, which is amazing, if you think about that.
Yeah.
So,
Francona,
you know,
I think he is, he's the difference here. Every kind of move he's made has kind of paid off in this series. You're seeing him definitely change his lineup up. He's going with his right-handed lineups against Lester, and he's been able to figure out a way to beat him every single time. And, what a great player that Ramirez has turned out to be. You see that the third baseman, he's really outplayed the National League MVP. He's kind of made a name for himself, Ramirez. And then, like you said, Kipnis with the 3-run homer yesterday just to get him up to 3-1. What a great game he had.
Yeah, Kipnis has been really good. I mean, he, you know, he's provided power when you needed it. He's really, you know, I like him. I think he's a spark plug. I think he's been really, really tremendous. So all props to him. Carlos Santana, been very clutch. A little shaky out in left field, but he hasn't really made a big error or anything. So, you know, good for him. The Indians were happy to get out of that last inning so they don't have to face Kyle Schwarber. Otherwise, he was going to come up with men on. You just never know. So that's been good. So, you know, right now, they're not in a bad spot. They may be facing Chapman, but, you know, Chapman's throwing pitches. And at some point, if they could rotate the lineup, they might be okay. I mean, he's still throwing high velocity, but you never know.
No, you never know, and that's what makes baseball so great. It's down to the wire. It's the last game, and it's soon to be the last couple of outs here. And the game's on the line. It's what a great game it is. It's just a one-run game, so it's right there. It's been going kind of back and forth all game long. So it's keeping you in suspense, what baseball always does.
It wouldn't shock me, you know, just because baseball is baseball, it wouldn't shock me if somehow the Indians tie it and it goes to extra innings, and then, you know, the talk would be, if that were to happen, the talk would be, well, now you don't have Chapman to help close that out if it were to go to extra innings. Like, that would be, you know, that would be typical baseball. Just things that you don't think will happen end up happening.
And what a costly error that would be. Because, you know, why would Maddie go like that? He's smarter than that. You would think he's, you know, he has the lead. So he can definitely go maybe another pitcher in there in between him. So that would be a definitely.
It only takes a swing of the bat, you know. That's the funny thing about this game. When you're in Wrigley and you've got two teams like this and it's a one-run ball game, it only takes a swing of the bat.
Yeah, and the Indians have proven they can do it. I mean, they've been the one supplying the power throughout the whole series, whether it be Santana or Ramirez or Kipnis. I mean, Perez, what a great series. Roberto Perez has put his name on the map.
Yeah, he really has.
Yeah, two home runs in game one to get this whole World Series started.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're showing a lot of celebrities in Chicago and a lot of folks in their 80s who were at the 1945 World Series. And, you know, I feel for them. I picked the Indians to win, though. I did pick them to win in seven, but I did pick them that way because I felt like they played the game the right way. They do all the little things. They have a great manager. They have Kluber. You know, those were all the reasons before the series started why I picked them. So, you know, so far it's going to plan that way, and you know, and you'll see. But right now, it would be nice for the Cubs fans to get a win. I mean, it would be awful if they don't.
Hey, if they can get a win here, it's not over. They got a guy named Jake Arrieta, and when the last time he stepped on the mound, I mean, he nearly threw a no-hitter. I mean, he's definitely – they can't say that they're going to sweep at home there. It's going to be even tough, even if they go back to Cleveland. It's not going to be any easy game there to sweep them out there at home.
All right, so we have a big mental error here. Ball's hit down the line. Rizzo makes a great play. He looks up. Chapman never covers first.
Ooh.
He never covers
first. He's where is
That's
he
bad.
At? He's not,
he
yeah, he's not
very,
used
very
to having
late.
Cover
it was
first.
Yeah.
He's used to striking them all out. What happens on a little infield play? Not ready.
See, these are the things. These are the little things about baseball that, you know, now Kipnis is coming up and, you know, now you got to be worried now if you're a Cubs fan, because that was an out. Rizzo made a great diving play, and when you look up and you don't see anybody to throw that ball to, I've been that way in softball because I play first base, and if there's nobody there, it's the worst feeling in the world.
A good thing he didn't throw it, because that could end up Roger Davis could definitely be end up sitting on second base right now, and you never know, he could be there anyway. The way he steals bases, I mean, what a spark plug he is, and once he gets on, you can for sure he's going to try to take second.
Yeah, he's taking a huge lead, and it's bothering Chapman. I mean, that's something where, again, all these things start coming into play. You know, Chapman's up to 19 pitches. I mean, these are all pressure points. You know, the World Series is all about all these little pressure points, and how you could handle the pressure as a player. And, you know, to me, if they could get Chapman to throw over three or four times, that gets his mind off of throwing maybe his best pitch right away. And then, you know, it takes away a little bit from his delivery. I mean, I've seen it happen to pitchers.
Yeah, and you think if Lester has a problem going over to first, maybe the whole staff has a problem going over to first. So you
No, Chapman doesn't. He's going over the first fine, but spending the time doing that now could throw him out of his rhythm. That's what I'm saying.
I agree. Almost anything, even a bunt right here could throw him out of rhythm. So you just never know what can happen here in baseball.
Yeah, you know, if they went and bunted here, that would be a gutsy play. But Kipnis, I don't think you want to bunt with Kipnis. That's the only thing. I don't think you'd want to do that.
No, not once. Like I said, you got Lindor coming up to bat here, so you got some good hitters coming up, and then you got Santana still waiting.
And like
behind,
you said,
you
Davis
know.
Has good speed. Chances are he could almost break it up at second base. So to make sure that there's no double play, or even be safe at second base, if there's any kind of like just like a infield dribbler. So you know, I like it. I like what's going on here. You could feel the pressure. If you were in Chicago, you could feel the pressure. You know, what's interesting is like after all those throws, the catcher didn't call pitch out, but he was on the severe outside corner. And it was ball one. So right now, they're making Chapman waste pitches because Davis got on base because he didn't cover first. Now he keeps throwing over. See, these are things. These are all things.
And now he can't find the strike zone because he's too worried about throwing over to first.
Right. And these are things. I've seen this happen so many times. So many times. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then maybe possibly all those pickoff attempts at first, the ball gets away from the first baseman, goes all the way down the line, and now suddenly you got a runner on third base.
Yeah, Contreras made a heck of a stop, and it looks like Davis has second stolen with with little trouble. Little trouble there. So, this is it. This is we're in do-or-die territory. I mean, it was a 2-0 count anyhow, and here he is. He steals second. So I got to say, the Indians are in a good spot here. They may be facing Chapman, but, you know, Chapman's got to go another inning.
He does. And like I said, if they're going to do it, these are their guys to do it. They've got the best horses up to bat right now. They've got the heart of the lineup for the Indians, so they're going to do anything. Now's the inning to get ahead, and maybe they can get a couple of runs right here.
Yeah. I don't know. This is I got to think Francona has to be smiling a little inside just because now he knows, like, there's nobody who can warm up in the bullpen, so he knows exactly what hitters to put up there. He doesn't have to worry about pinch hitting. He doesn't have to worry about any of that. All that's been taken care of for him, and now they're putting on fake plays at second to try and throw the guy out, which that play never works, and everybody keeps huddling up. Like, this is we might be watching the Cubs folding a little here.
It's a distraction. The longer they can distract Chapman there, the more rattles he's going to get, and the better the
as
chance.
As a hitter,
all
would you try and do that? Did you try and do that as a base runner and as a hitter? Did you try and distract pitchers?
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. That's what you think, what you call speed. Speed kills. When you get on base, you take a big lead, and you want to get in that pitcher's head. You want to get that pitcher throwing and thinking about you. You want him to throw that ball away, throw it in the right field, take the extra base. When the time to do it is with your speed and when the game's on the line, and you can really get that pitcher, especially when a pitcher's throwing 100 miles an hour. I mean, there's only a few ways you can beat him. You can try to get him rattled up and, you know, hope that, he falls apart. And, that's the strategy. That's what you got to do to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. But I think they're doing the right thing. I think, They're building the pitch count. They're definitely doing the right thing here. It's an interesting way that this is breaking down. I hope people are watching, because this is what baseball is about. All these kinds of things. Did you like being in these kinds of situations, or is it too nerve-wracking?
No, this is the situation I live for, especially with, there's two outs, and you have runners in scoring position. That's always a big challenge for every hitter, because you got to come through. That's what they pay you the big money for, in those situations, two outs. You got to bring in that run, because it's just so important to get those runs in.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, isn't there a limit to how many meetings the catcher could have with the pitcher? Because this is like the third one that's in it.
No, in baseball, like I said, it's like there's no limit. So it can just go on all day long.
No, but there should be. But I'm basically saying there should be. I know there's not, but there should be, because if they have these other rules that you can only, have X amount of time at the plate now and X amount of time to warm up, these constant meetings are crazy, considering they know the signals. They do.
Yeah, well, and now, they're in a situation where they're in a situation where they've never been before, too. So they're kind of feeling uneasy about the whole situation, too. Their managers made it really hard to put them in a situation like this all year long. And now a situation here where they've got to get, they got to go through nine outs instead of three. And that's a lot harder to do in baseball, that's for sure.
It is. Kipnis hit a bleeder there that the Cubs made a play on, so there's two out, but there's still a runner in scoring position. And when there's a runner in scoring position, you got to worry. But you still kind of wonder, as they are rotating through this lineup, 25 pitches in, are they just setting themselves up for a ninth inning that Chapman runs out of gas? Is that possible?
No, I don't see it possible. I think this is their inning right now. I think if he can get through this inning, okay, he thinks he's going to fly through the ninth inning. I mean, he's going to feel the adrenaline. Hopefully the pressure doesn't get to him, and they can close out.
Although
the,
I could see,
series. They need a
I could see us finish. I was going to say, I could see us finishing the show and then see, that the game goes 25 innings. nothing would surprise me with these two teams, the way they're facing off, two huge droughts, 48 years for the Indians, and 1948 rather for the Indians, and more than 48 years, and so it's fun. You know that some city is going to come out of this as a winner, and that's the fun part about it.
And when you think, if the Cubs don't even get a win today, they wouldn't even win at home. So they'd be back in the drought again.
Right.
So you can't even count this as a World Series appearance if you don't even get a win at home, I think.
I know. That's the tough part. So what do you think about the two-out steal of third? I mean, I know a wild pitch can bring you in, but does that really do anything for you?
No, except for just rattle up the pitcher. You're going to score anyways on a base hit. But like I said, if you can get that base and they're not holding you on, you want to take everything. And that shows you what kind of team the Indians are. They're taking every little thing you give them. I mean, they're not going to let sit back there. If you're going to give them third base, they're going to take it.
A couple of innings ago, Kipnis struck out, and the umpire did that long leg kick strikeout thing, and it was looking, and it's like, do we really need to have that with umpires sort of showboating like that? Things are tense enough.
It is, and that's what we come down to. It's the World Series. The whole world is watching, and it's a time for the umpire to just kind of let the world know who he is. Sometimes players to see the umpires get a little adamant and get a little excitement there to the game.
Yeah, I just don't ever want to see umpires show up players because, it's hard enough. Players are there. They're under all the pressure. I mean, the umpires will be under their own scrutiny because with a day off in between games, if there is a Tuesday, they're going to talk about this game with the pitch tracks and see how many pitches the umpires missed because there's a bunch.
There is. You definitely don't want all eyes on the umpire because you can definitely scrutinize every single pitch. And that's something in the game that's sacred in the game that the umpires have never really had happen before. So, you know, they got to go and have their meetings, too, behind closed doors. And they get reviews from their managing directors as well. And, you know, they don't really get too many fines or anything like that, but at least they get reprimanded.
Chapman got out of it, but I'm telling you, that was a low pitch. I don't know. I don't know if that was really a strikeout. And this is, there's going to be a lot of chatter in the next day about the strike zone. All that's going to come back because I don't want to bring computers into it. I don't want it to be all pitch tracks and just have the home plate umpire be like a facilitator. But I think these umpires need to do a better job. What do you think?
They do. They got to be on. I mean, when a ball goes right down the plate and the umpire calls it a ball, I mean, there's not much you can do but shake your head. Like, where does he want the pitch? I mean, where do you have to throw it? And they have control of the game. So you want to wonder, you know, if something, if they've been paid to call balls, balls, and strikes, or, you know, what's going on, you know, because they control the game, you know. So the tempo, the momentum, if you got a ball that's, you know, going over the plate that the umpire's calling, you know, a ball, and it's really a strike, it can really throw the pitcher off, and it can really throw everybody else off. That's when you lead to a couple of walks here, and then all of a sudden a base hit, you got a couple of runs, and the game turns.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see this game turn or not. I mean, certainly the Cubs are going to look to want to put a run on the board now, and if they can do that, they'll probably feel a lot better about things.
Got to relieve some pressure. They need a run right now just to give them some breathing room here, you know, because, like I said, the Indians still got Santana coming up, and you never know with Santana what he's going to do.
Yeah, you got to figure one-run game, two innings in now for, well, not two full innings, but, you know, an inning and two-thirds in of Chapman. That could be a good matchup for Santana. He might, you know, there might be one fastball that just takes one mistake. It's all it takes.
It is. And when the game's on the line, who else do you think the Cubs want out there? So they've got their man out there. And what a bold move by Maddon. I mean, this shows that he's in the game, and he's not going to let, you know, any pitch get away from him.
Nope, it's definitely a bold move, and I guess this is the time of the year. If you're going to do bold moves, you might as well do it when your team has a chance to win it all. So this is, you're right. This is bold move territory, no question about it.
Just think if he didn't bring him in, and then he brought somebody else in, and then like I said, they were able to give up the run, and the Indians tied it up, and you know, there was a chance where they never even brought him in because the Indians may have took the lead, and here you are, you had the best pitcher. You'd have been thinking in the last game of the year, you'd been going home. And it'd be something that you don't want to be thinking about all winter long, that's for sure.
Yeah, it could be a long, cold winter, right? I mean, that's there's no doubt about that. It could be a long, cold winter.
Yeah, you want to go with all your jokers. I mean, basically, Chapman has been a joker for the Cubs here, and they were able to pick him up really right at the trade deadline there and really added some spark to the Cubs and gave them a lot of confidence that they needed there to really, you know, boost their momentum there going into the playoffs.
So is this a bonus that Miller hasn't gotten into this game just in case? Does that help the Indians? Because he was pitching a lot.
He was. I mean, when you're looking at 29 strikeouts and setting the postseason record, I mean, the guy has been an absolute beast. And with a player like that on your team, who knows? You know, I expect to see him in this game. If they can get a lead, I think we're going to see him. He'll probably come out to close it. But we never know.
No, Allen's out there right now, and he's doing a good job, and he's one out into it. So, you know, Allen kind of looks like Doug Jones. He just threw like an 84-mile-an-hour pitch to strike somebody out. Doug Jones used to do that.
Oh, really? Okay, with an 84-mile-an-hour
Do you remember Doug Jones, old Indians reliever from like the 90s?
I do. It's a bushy, curly hair.
Yeah. Yeah, he, you know, that was when we would start to see the real dominant closers, and he wasn't a dominant thrower, but he was a pretty great closer. I mean, he had some terrific years. Let's see. What did he do for saves-wise? He had numbers of 37, 32, 45, 36, 26, 27, 22, 36. He pitched in 73 games one year. 73, actually,
that's
75 games, but he 75 games, but he finished 73, which tied him for a record.
Yeah, look how many years.
League
you talk about longevity here. He was around the game for many years. That arm
16.
Has been wearing tear up, that's for sure.
Yeah, 16
years. Yeah, it's
years.
Hard to get 16 years in nowadays, the players, the way they're throwing now.
Yeah, he threw 1,100 innings. So he had a pretty nice career. He actually started four games. I don't remember Doug Jones as a starter, but he did. And I'm trying to see how many saves. He had 303 lifetime saves. That's really good. It's a solid number.
No, well, you would think it'd be close to the Hall of Fame. He's never really been talked about when it comes to the Hall of Fame. But, relievers don't get a lot of respect.
They really don't. And, I guess he won't get in because, like you said, they just don't talk about those kinds of guys. But he had some nice numbers, and his best save year was 43. I think I had him on my rotisserie baseball team that year because we used to do rotisserie baseball with, like, a pencil and a pen, and you didn't have the computers. And I had him that year when he had 43 saves. But then, soon after that, Bobby Thigpen had more than that, if you remember him.
Well, that was when the beginning, when the saves now became a specialized part of the game. I mean, it just now started to get up in the, the 40s and then the 50s now. So, they just now, basically, I would say within the last 20 years, they've been really specialized in that closer position.
Yeah, no doubt. And I let our listeners know that we will have a show next Sunday regardless to wrap up the entire series because no matter what, we're not getting to that tonight. So I just wanted to let people know that we will do one more show, and on that show we'll see if Yoenis Cespedes opts out, but he's expected to opt out for the Mets. And I still think the Mets will sign him, but the Mets will probably let him be courted by a few teams and then sort of set his price. But I think he'll sign for 2 years with the Mets with like a third option, but also a way out after a year or two. Same with this deal. I think it'll be very similar.
What a mess. I mean, how are you going to have a player who's going to sit there and opt out on you? I mean, you think a player had some dedication, you give him a big contract. I mean, he opted out on a lot of money.
He did, but this is his right. He has a right to do it. I'm not going to fault him for it. I mean, at the end of the day, he'll get $26, $27 million, and that's the way it goes. I think that's what we should be talking about here.
And what a time to do it because the Mets are so vulnerable. I mean, it was proven this year that they need him so bad. I mean, without him, they just fall in the tank. And
they would never
kiss their playoffs goodbye.
They wouldn't have gotten anywhere. They wouldn't have gotten anywhere without him. All right, Nico, we're going to be wrapping this up. The Cubs look like they could score another run. If you got anything you want to plug, let it go.
Oh, yeah, today's game brought to you by Maserati. Drive fast.
All right, and you can check out our book, The Game. You can check out my Mets book, Numbers Don't Lie. You can check out my other book, Baseball's Best Rookies. And we appreciate everybody tuning in. We do. This has been a great World Series. And we, who knows who's going to win, but I still think it's going to be the Indians. Who do you think, Nico?
I go Indians all the way in six.
All right, well, let's see how it ends. Take care, everybody.
My man.
cinema, Sergei is always buy so much snacks, he no stop eating through whole movie.
Sally, whereas Mr. Alexander is slap slap puppy so loud, he miss all the important moments.
What did I just say?
Oh.
Movies are better with two. So take a friend to the cinema with 2-for-1 tickets from Meerkat Movies. Only when you buy, so compare the market.com.
Tuesdays or Wednesdays at participating cinemas. Qualifying purchase required. One membership per 12 months. Terms and conditions apply.